Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. Muggsy is with me. Muggsy, how are you?
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
It's a wonderful day in Charlotte right now. I was able to set up my vaccine appointment. I'm very excited about that. At the Bojangles Coliseum, of all places, here for that. Very excited about it. But how are things on your end?
It's going great. I mean, I've been already vaccinated. So, you know, me and my family over here was fortunate to get ours. And I'm doing great. We had celebrated my son's 30th birthday over the weekend. And him and his lovely wife and his friends got a chance to spend more time with them and watch some great basketball as well. So I'm excited to get going, my brother.
Yeah. You know, it's we're coming off the heels of the NBA trade deadline. Obviously, if you missed it last week, we had Rod Boone, NBA writer, covers the Hornets closely on the podcast. So go check that out. We recorded the night of the trade deadline. So that was a lot of fun to talk about all things NBA trade deadline and Hornets specific. But it's that time of year where guys who were kind of earmarked to be traded and weren't traded are bought out and hit the open market. We've seen Andre Drummond go to the Lakers, LaMarcus Aldridge go to the Nets. Nets already grabbed Blake Griffin early on. DeMarcus Cousins was cut a while ago, so he's still looking for a team. But a lot of people are kind of like asking the question, should this buyout play be changed? Because we're seeing these really good teams get really good players for nothing, essentially. Reduced contracts. They're not giving anything up in a trade per se. Muggsy, what's your thoughts on those, on that conversation and this kind of tactic for these teams to fortify the roster as like a leveraging tool?
Well, first and foremost, it's a lead issue. You know, that's what the rules allow. So until the CBA gets together and make some kind of rules that allow this, it's going to continue to happen. I mean, guys are just looking out for themselves. I guess team as well, looking out for themselves, trying to get the best team out there, the best product in terms of roster-wise, I should say. So they just taking advantage. But look, just to talk about Marcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin, per se, or Drummond. Mm-hmm. You know, but let's stay with the Brooklyn for a second, with DeMarcus and Blake. You know, those guys was more or less looked upon as franchise players once upon a time. You know, but now, I guess, over the years and where they feel that their career is and where it's gone, that they knew they can carry a franchise. And, you know, whatever it may be in terms of how they got out of it, you know, they trying to find a way to, as they say, chase a ring or buy a ring, you know. So I don't fault them for whatever, taking advantage of the rules and Drummond's situation as well. You know, maybe I think he's looking for a long-term situation with whoever organization that he signed with, but look, he already signed with the Lakers. So who knows what they're going to do, you know, going forward. But, you know, again, teams are loading up. They're putting themselves in a situation to make this late run.
Allow me a second to thank one of our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. March Madness is upon us. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I can't blame Drummond for going to Los Angeles. I was going to the Lakers. Like, I would probably do the same thing if I was him. Twitter, Hornets Twitter, Hornets fans on Twitter. It was a lot of fun trying to recruit Andre Drummond. I was just going in and just liking and retweeting a bunch that one guy offered to pay. Anytime Andre Drummond wanted Outback Steakhouse, this guy was offering to pay for his meals. Just small things, just to kind of entice him to come to Charlotte. But it didn't work. It's okay. We move. Speaking of the Hornets, though, one kind of report post-deadline about one deal the Hornets were considering, or at least in talks with the Indiana Pacers and Miles Turner. That like proposed trade package, reportedly, according to Swarm and Sting and Bleacher Report, was a trade package including P.J. Washington and Cody Zeller and his expiring contract going to the Pacers for Miles Turner. That would have been like a really like core shifting move to trade one of the best young players on the team in P.J. For a guy like Miles Turner. In hindsight, I'm kind of glad they didn't do it because I'm very happy with P.J. being part of the team. But what are your thoughts on the Hornets? We're a week removed from the deadline now, give or take. Are you happy the Hornets kind of stood firm? You know, we added Brad Wanamaker, but as far as leveraging any youth on the team for another position or another player, are you pretty happy with how kind of things shook out?
Well, I'm quite sure Mitch Kupchak understood what the value was in terms of giving up a guy like a P.J. Washington, who's playing extremely well, who's very young, who fits the core with LaMelo as well as Miles, and you can throw Malik Monk in there as well. That's core kind of fit well together, and to give up on it so early when they playing well and bringing in a guy like Miles Turner, a little discredit to Miles, he don't bring what P.J. brings, in terms of the offensive side of it. Maybe he's a better shot blocker, better rebounder, who knows? But P.J. brings versatility. He stretches the floor. And Miles is capable as well. But on a consistent basis, P.J. stretches the floor. He runs the lane well. He fits that narrative and change. You can place him in a four or five. So it also depends on what else you bring in to add on to those pieces. Maybe another center to fit in to take P.J. off of being that five position, where, he's got to battle with those big guys on a nightly basis. But having that ability to have that versatility is always huge to be having on your roster. So I'm grateful. Rumors always going to be out there. And just hopefully that the guys can stay professional and understand your name will come up in conversation like that. Just be grateful that somebody else out there wants you and look at it in that way, as opposed to getting soft about your name being in the trap.
Yeah, I'm happy the front office is considering things like not being satisfied with how things are, kind of looking for an opportunity to improve. But I'm really happy they didn't take that final step and actually send the deal in. Because another rumor was Malik Monk going to the Clippers, the Lakers or the Kings in return for Montrezl Harrell or Rashawn Holmes. Holmes is a free agent at the end of the year, so I would have hated losing Malik Monk for a rental. And Harrell is a guy who I really like his energy, but I don't know if he really solves anything on the defensive end. Plus, he's under contract for this season and next season. So it's like, why give up a guy like Malik Monk, who has been absolutely like crucial to this team? So I'm very happy they didn't do that. And Malik Monk is still a Charlotte Hornet. Now the key is, please pay Malik. Keep him here, please. For me, at least. Like, do me a favor and keep Malik here.
Yeah, that's going to be really up for them guys to think about that, because I really do like Malik. I think he's starting to come into his own. His scoring is very noticeable in terms of the way he's capable of scoring. So to lose something like that, having him come off the bench and he could be that guy, to continue to spark the team, continue to add value to the team, scoring punch. I mean, that'd be huge to lose, especially when you're going in the right direction. I mean, all the things are still looking up for you, even though Melo is out. He will be evaluated probably the next 3-4 weeks. But still having that core together, letting that thing grow, is something I hope that they continue.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the Suns game in a later in the show, but there was no Malik. Malik was out with right foot soreness, right foot soreness. So not having him on the, we saw his value by not having him on the court is kind of what I'm getting at there. And so I'm glad, you know, he's listening as we're recording. The injury report just came out for the Wizards game. We're recording this Tuesday evening before the game, and Malik is listed as probable. So that's an important piece to the puzzle that will be involved at this this matchup against the Wizards. But I want to give some love to Terry Rozier. He was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. And Muggsy, talk about how Terry's been crushing it. I've been loving his ability to, when a bigger defender is on him, like when he's matched up against the center on the perimeter, he is taking it to him, creating space and shooting it perfectly right over the top of him. I'm loving that from Rozier. Talk about it. How sick has Terry been this year?
But that's T. Rozier. That's T. That's him. That's the ability. He's been doing that since Louisville. I mean, he's really he's coming to his own. I mean, having the opportunity to now see that NBA and what it's all about, what he's capable of doing, having enough, you know, coming here first, you know, being with this Kemba situation, you know, having to fill them shoes in that situation. You know, he's just fitting into, he's just coming into his own. He really enjoys playing with the guys, you can tell. You know, and it's very deserving in terms of being the player of the week, because that's what he brings to this team night in and night out, scoring opportunities, putting them on his shoulders, knowing that we have an opportunity to win each and every game. We're going to be in each and every game. We're not going to quit regardless of what the score is. And having that type of confidence and having that type of play on your team, it just brings all that, you know, energy, you know, amongst the group. And that's what you see out there when those guys are playing. You can see how much they're enjoying themselves. You know, they're on the bench, they're clapping, cheering for one another, mellow, and even he's in street clothes out there having fun with those guys. And, you know, they lost a tough one, you know, which we talked about, and you know, coming up here shortly about the Phoenix. But for T. Rozier to be awarded this the player of the week, I mean, it's such a great accomplishment for him, his family, and the organization.
Yeah, like the narrative, you know, the national narrative about the Hornets franchise has been LaMelo-centric. So it's great to see another Hornets player get some shine, get some recognition for the contribution, which is really great. Super Bowl deserved. So congrats, Terry. I'm proud of you. Keep up with the Terry time. Him in the fourth quarter has been magic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Makes me very happy I bought his jersey earlier in the year. I was like,
number three.
All right. So, yeah. The Hornets are coming off two big games. I want to talk about the Heat game first. It was a really good test. You know, so it was the day after the deadline, I believe, that Friday. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was a great test for the Hornets. Just off the heels of it, you know, they're back home, and Malik Monk just went absolutely insane off the bench, 32 points off the bench. Rozier, 26 points, 11 assists. Just an absolute like showcase of what this team is capable of against a Heat team that we kind of caught on a good time, if we're being completely honest with you, because they just traded for Bielisa and Oladipo, who weren't available for the game. But Jimmy Butler was just Jimmy Butler for the most part as well. Bam Adebayo, very much involved. Duncan Robinson, very much involved. And One of the biggest thing for me, though, is there's a guy on the Heat called Max Strus, who I believe was an undrafted guy. No disrespect to him whatsoever, but he scored 19 points on the Hornets earlier in the season, just bombing threes. You know, he got thrust into the rotation because Duncan Robinson picked up some early fouls, got in foul trouble. So this Strus guy, who I've never heard of, came in and started bombing threes. So in the return game, 4 points. So like, The small wins here and there, I think really shaping things up for the team and making those little adjustments to make the perimeter less of an easy bucket against for our opponents. But what are your thoughts on the Hornets' performance against the Heat?
Well, you know, the Hornets always play well against the Heat for some odd reason, but in this case, you know, they was up for this game. You know, Devontae Graham continued to show that, you know, he's a starter. He can carry the team while Melo's out. And with Malik coming off, you know, doing what he does, you know, bringing that energy, the scoring up, to the creating his own shot, you know, just getting everybody involved in it, as you mentioned, T-Bogier, throwing in 26, and the rest of the crew. You know, the rest of the crew. I mean, that's what they needed to do, because they got the album, bro. They know they're still right there in fourth spot right now. But at the same time, two games removed to be in ninth place, you know, in terms of loss column. And that's how close it is. And they understand that. So being able to win these games, especially at home, is going to be very crucial going forward.
Here's something you may not know about me. I don't relax well. You know, things in life can get crazy. It can be hard to shut the brain off and chill. I tend to overthink. I get easily stressed out. It's not great. So I did my homework and found Sunday Scaries, which are delicious and vitamin-boosted CBD gummies. They become a must-have in the daily routine, and they chill me out in just about 20 minutes. Basically, they help me take the edge off so I can maintain my composure and live scare-free. And there's no risk to buy. The company offers a 100% lifetime money back guarantee. If the product's not for you, that's okay. You'll get your money back. Sunday Scaries is in the stress relieving business, not the stress causing business. I got you 25% off to prove it. Visit SundayScaries.com. Use the promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your discount. That's promo code BELIEVE for 25% off at SundayScaries.com. They're amazing, and you won't regret joining their squad. The big game was Sunday afternoon. Very rare, and I kind of like it, I'm not going to lie. The afternoon games are kind of nice against the Suns. This game was, you know what, before we get into the game itself, I want to talk about baseball. It's great that, you know, we got to see him play, that he's still performing at a high level. I think he has some strong MVP consideration this year as well. Was he 30? He's 35. He'll be 36 in May, you know, and he's still looking like Chris Paul, a guy you know very well. The floor is yours. Like, what are your thoughts on Chris Paul and the season he's having?
CP is having, as you said, like an MVP season, especially for the Phoenix Suns. He's brought so much stability, accountability to the organization. He created, him as well as credit to the coach of Monty Williams, understood what CP would bring once he's on that type of team, with surrounded with young talent, a star in Devin Booker in his own rights, and a young big fella in Hunter. So he knew what CP was going to bring to the table, and getting them guys to elevate their game to where it is today. I'm looking, they probably were the second in the Western Conference, maybe.
Second.
That's how well he got that organization and got them guys playing. And so he's that general. He's always been that leader. I mean, ever since high school, to college, and then transcended to the NBA, he never let up that type of leadership. And his game always wanted that. And that's one reason he will be a Hall of Famer once he finished playing. And that's what I always admired about him. He always had a ear in terms of understanding who to listen to and who to block out. You know, he's very strong will, and it's just a treat to see him continue to play at a high level.
Yeah, I, you know, obviously would like to see the Hornets go on a playoff run, but if a team other than the Hornets has to win the title, I wouldn't mind seeing the Suns win and seeing Chris Paul lift that trophy. He's one of the good guys in the league, you know, does so many things for the players and his team, like the players as a whole, and then his teammates especially. So yeah, it's great that the Suns are doing so well. Really great, because obviously Chris Paul was in a really tough situation with the Thunder, and then they overachieved last year. So we shouldn't be surprised he's doing it with the Suns, who are a much better squad this year. So like, it's really cool. You know, like one of the great stories in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's what he brings to your organization, you know, stability, leadership, and he's an on-the-court, off-the-court type of leader, and these guys follow, you know, are willing to follow him. That's one of the reasons why they're in the situation they are today, so I had no doubt that it was going to be that once he decided to join that organization.
And it was kind of fun to watch him trash talk to the Hornets players. Not gonna lie, between the foul shots, when there's opportunities to really like bark at dudes, he was very vocal. And when there's only 5,000 people in the building, you can hear it. You can hear it through your TV.
Well, he's always been that way. Talking to the refs, talking to the players, talking to everybody. You know, he's a student of the game. He understands it in terms of how to try to get that next edge on his opponent. And you know, you saw it all the way at the end, how he was able to do the little get fouled and go to the free throw line and seal it. And, you know, and let the young fellas know, you know, this is something that I do, you know, in terms of how I know how to, you know, get over on my opponent to where I can get that foul, to where I understand where we are in this game situation, where we can kind of close it out.
Yeah, I think it was PJ maybe who tried to put a move on Chris Paul. Chris Paul's like, I've been doing this too long. That's not gonna work on me. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Joe had his hand out, had his arm up there. Hey, just don't do it. Just don't do it.
So that game was when it went to overtime, it was really interesting. So super close through the first half, like neck and neck. I think it was tied after two quarters. And then the Suns being the Suns, a you know, very good team, they pulled away in the third quarter. The Hornets, though, they fought back. They fought back in a big way. Yeah. And Devonte hit a three-pointer to force overtime. Now, before over the final like buzzer of the fourth quarter, some controversial call about goaltending. Borrego thought there was goaltending from Ayton. That would have potentially ended the game if that went in. Probably would have ended the game. Just not enough time left for the Suns to respond, but it is what it is. The NBA said it wasn't a goaltend, so we move. Went to the extra period, and the Suns, you know, they took it away from there, going 11-7 in the overtime period to really solidify the victory for them, ending the Hornets' winning streak, unfortunately. But in that game, we saw the newest Hornet, Brad Wanamaker, make his debut. 4 minutes played, very, very small sample size. But do you have any takeaways from Wanamaker's first appearance there?
Well, you know, Wanamaker, he's that guy that comes in and gives you service. You know, he's a workaholic, a workable type of player on both ends of the floor. He's a guard that attacks the basket, gives you, you know, defensive presence. He fits in, you know, your scheme. He's the type of player that when he's on the floor, he ain't going to hurt you. You know, anything he's going to do is going to uplift the team. And it's good to bring him in, especially with Melo's situation, because, you know, putting a lot of pressure on Malik and just T. Rozier and Devonte, you know, that could be challenging. So having someone like an experienced player like Wanamaker can be very helpful.
I was really eager to see him play because we knew Monk was going to be out for that game. So, like, it's really strong possibility he'd play there. And, you know, he was on the pregame show being interviewed. So, like, all right, he has his jersey number. Like, he's ready to go. So, it's just a matter of his name being called. And, yeah, he came in and got a little action in. We'll see. I know I still see it from people about, like, why'd you get another point guard? Well, when Malik's hurt, this is why. We need more guards. This is why they traded for him with LaMelo out. But the overtime loss stings a little bit just because it's that emotional roller coaster. I was on live stream. My hand was shaking. I was so like hyped up about how things were going. Miles Bridges was dunking on everybody. It was
he had some highlight reels.
Oh man, it's one of those things where, like, I wish that game was on national TV because I think a lot of people would really enjoyed that. But do you have any other takeaways from that Suns matchup before we move on?
Well, just the way you competed, you know, you don't hang your head down. I mean, Phoenix is a really tough team. They're a really good team, but that's why they're the second best team out there, you know, and in Western, you know how deep it is out there. So them seeing teams on a nightly basis, and here it is coming to the East and giving us, you know, that type of challenge. You know, we knew that we was going to have to get that best. And here we was under man, but the guys still went in there and fought. You had some guys that big games. Devonte had 30, even though he missed that shot. Possibly, you know, who knows? It probably was a foul. I don't know. But move on to the next one. You know your situation. You're still in the fourth place in the standing. Mm-hmm. And you take one game at a time, and, you know, you don't look backwards.
A big thank you to eBay once again for sponsoring the podcast, whether rare dead stock or the latest release. Find the exact shoe you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, the logo, the stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity, and it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. Go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Yeah, and one other thing, because people are talking about it, and I want to give PJ Washington some love here. He played, they're calling out, he played 44 minutes and had 0 points. He was defending DeAndre Ayton all game. Like, that PJ put in a shift defensively. He pulled down 12 rebounds and got 2 blocks and 2 steals. Like, if what? I don't know. Maybe I'm off here, but
no,
you gotta. I think PJ deserves a lot of credit for the don't focus on the 0 points thing with that performance, and no need to hate on PJ for that.
Coach understand what PJ brings to the table. It was more than just scoring. That's why they was in the game still. You know, not because he wasn't putting the ball in the basketball that night.
Yeah. So, for folks listening to this. This game have already happened, so we're not going to spend too much time on it. But the Hornets take on the Wizards Tuesday night in D.C. Russell Westbrook is coming off an insane game. 35 points, 21 assists, 14 rebounds against the Pacers and a win. So, I don't know what happened. You guys know listening to this knows what happened. Hopefully that doesn't happen again tonight. But what do you make of that performance from Russell Westbrook?
Man, that's Russ. That's what he does. That's what he brings to the table. You know, no matter who he's playing against, no matter what the situation is in terms of record-wise, you know, he has that motor. I mean, he's going to come at you full force. Just got to be ready for it, be ready to prepare for it. And, you know, with Bradley Beal alongside of him, you know, it's surprising that their record is what it is. Not as better than what it is, but those two guys are stars, all stars. So, you know, hopefully we can put a team effort together where we can slow those guys down in some way, where they're not going off crazy and then getting everybody else involved. So we can, you know, go out there and play Hornets basketball. We should be fine.
Yeah. It's a game I would love to see the Hornets win, because after that, you got the Nets. With no Kevin Durant, but they're still the Nets, a very impressive team. National TV game on TNT. And so it's another reason why the LaMelo's injury kind of stings a little bit, because I'm sure the TNT folks would really like to see LaMelo play in that game. And it'll be really cool to watch Chuck and Ernie and EJ and Shaq talk about LaMelo, what they've seen from him. But the positive side is there's still a lot of good players that can get a lot of good attention that evening, from Hayward to Rozier, PJ, Miles, Devontae. It's going to be fun. I don't expect to beat them again, but I expect a competitive game for all four quarters.
Oh, they're going to be really ticked off, I should say, you know, knowing that the Hornets beat them, and they're not going to care if Melo there or not. You know, it's about where they are, what they're trying to accomplish. And I think, I don't know who's going to be on the floor in terms of Blake Griffin and DeMarcus Aldridge, you know, in the fold. But they got Kyrie back. And, you know, James Harden, the way he's playing, it's unreal. You know, it's really unreal the type of basketball this guy's displaying on a nightly basis. You know, if he's not considered one of the MVPs and not in discussion of it, then I don't know what an MVP is, you know, regardless of the trade from Houston to Brooklyn. But it's ridiculous the numbers that he's putting up, and they're winning, you know, and that's the main thing about it.
Yeah, they have a real shot to take the one seed with Embiid out. Like they're really closing the gap there between them and the Sixers.
I think they're tied right now.
They're tied with wins. The Nets have one more loss, so they're just behind them percentage-wise. But the game after that, the narrative continues on Sunday. Hornets versus the Celtics in Boston. That's a game that has some a lot of things going for it.
As
far as the standings go, and then of course Kemba, and really there's the flip side of it: Terry back in Boston, Hayward back in Boston, and now Wanamaker back in Boston. We have a mad Celtics on the team.
yes, we get all the players that they didn't want no more. So
yeah,
So we look for. I'm quite sure the guys look for. We always look forward to going back playing against your old team. You know, that's something that you might not say verbally, but subconsciously, that's just the nature of the game, the nature of a human being, I should say. So I'm quite sure that these guys are going to be geared up and be ready and excited to go and see if they can get that win in Boston.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. The return match, I think, is on ESPN, later on in the season when Kemba comes back to Charlotte. So I think that's the last national TV game that's not an NBA. That's not an NBA TV game. Am I talking? Yeah. So yeah, the Celtics game in April is on ESPN, and there's a couple NBA TV games the rest of the way. But yeah, I mean, hey Muggsy, that's everything on the list, on the docket, so to speak. Is there anything else you want to say before we say goodbye to the people?
No, it was great. I understood Chris Paul came in and you know gave me some really good kind words. At the podium when he was coming down to Charlotte. And so I saw that and I had to return the paper and post it to tell him that how much I appreciate him as well in terms of those kind words. Because, you know, again, you know, seeing the man at this stage in his career doing what he's continued to do on and off the floor, I mean, it's amazing. And it should be, you know, talked about a lot more.
Yes, yes. And the Suns going a far run. I think this could be his year. This could be his year.
Yeah.
But
who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? This has been a very weird year. Who knows? Still hoping the Hornets can do something in the playoffs, though. Still, fingers crossed. Yeah. But not gonna lie.
Fingers toes crossed too.
Cross them up out there. The Hornets need all the help they can get right now. But hey, I appreciate your time. Thank you everyone for listening. You've listened to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. We'll see you next week.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.